Yeah, so A&M actually recently put out a really great study quantifying some of the impacts of these potential proposals, or potential impacts of these proposals, I should say. And they looked at, 94 representative farms. And if you were to enact something like the STEP Act, which is a proposal that would eliminate stepped-up basis with similar protections to what the president is proposing, and 92 out of those 94 farms would be negatively impacted. But agriculture is not the only industry that's worried about these potential changes coming. All family-owned businesses are. NCBA is part of the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition. We sit on the steering committee and serve as a leading voice in that organization, and funded a study by EY to quantify the macroeconomic impacts of a repeal and stepped-up basis for all family-owned businesses. And the total impact there for jobs, it was 80,000 jobs in each of the first 10 years would be lost, and then 100,000 jobs lost each year thereafter. It's estimated to decrease U.S. GDP by $10 billion annually, or $100 billion over 10 years. I mean, that is a tremendous hit to our economy. And, family businesses are the ones who were hurt the most during COVID, I think. Main Street businesses, cattle operations, farms, you name it. They're the ones who cannot afford to have an infrastructure package paid for on their backs.